Well, I'm Buzz Knight. I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast series. And today, a real bonus. I'm so excited. Our special guest is Taron Killam, actor, comedian, writer, known for his great work on The Amanda Show, How I Met Your Mother, Mad TV, New Girl, and this great run on this little show called Saturday Night Live. And he's the new host of the NFL Pile-On Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Amazon Prime Video, the night before Amazon's Thursday night football game. Taron, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My condolences on the loss of your L.A. Rams, Taron.
It really was horrific, wasn't it? Like, it's just like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me again, I get, but fool me 14 times or however many times the San Francisco 49ers have beaten us heartily. Like, we're swimming in shame.
That's a vivid picture, by the way. So
just
how did
swimming,
you pull
just
off
drowning
this,
them.
How did you pull off this scheme of being a fanboy and getting paid for it?
It's nonsense, right? It's truly nonsense. Like, watching football and screaming my head off, if you check my Instagram page, like, that's what I'd be doing anyway. I mean, I've never manifested a job more specifically than NFL Pylon. Yeah, it's amazing. I feel so grateful. I wasn't involved in sort of the kind of creation of it. That was these two guys. It was our executive at Prime, Spoon, but then Chris Peasy and Jason Weber were the two sort of showrunner executive producers. But I think what had happened is that they were very aware of my mania when it comes to all things NFL and football, that they thought I'd be a good fit as a host for the NFL's first official comedy show. And so far, so good. We've got three episodes out. It's maybe the most fun job I've ever had. And we have access to all of NFL Films archives, not just from this season, everything they've ever filmed, which is insane.
Did you ever play football seriously in your life?
I played flag football in middle school, grew up loving the sport. And then my mom, before I could even conceive of like wanting to strap on pads, was like, oh, hi, by the way, you will never, ever, ever in your life play contact football. And I was like, Mom, fine, I'll go into comedy.
So, you know, I find it amazing. I don't think a lot of people know this. I mean, you're so accomplished in your craft of acting and comedy. You played King George III in the Broadway production of Hamilton. My question is, how would King George III be as an NFL coach?
He would want things done his way. You know what I mean? I think if you didn't sort of, you know, fulfill your role, he would probably send in the Tories. it wouldn't be a disappointing, you know, pep talk in the locker room. There'd just be a line of redcoats, a firing squad, and like, you threw a pick six. Goodbye.
Conversely, how would your old boss Lauren Michaels be as an NFL coach?
I think honestly, probably pretty great. You know what I mean? he keeps you striving for positive feedback, but every now and then he'll drop a weird metaphor that kind of makes sense, but he leaves it up to you to really figure out. You know, Tom Brady, people love when you throw. But how long can that last? You have to be able to love yourself without the ball before you make it to that next level. What? Okay, I think that makes sense.
Now, don't you think that some teams in the NFL need a version of a coach like Matt Foley?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, motivational speaker. But you're always trying to do the right thing. You know he's screaming in your face, and you know he's hyping you up. But basically, you just want to play good because his life's not doing that great.
Now, when you watch Bill Belichick at press conferences, do you ever want to just drag words out of his mouth?
Oh my God, isn't it the best? Isn't he the best? How did we play today? Not great. 100%. But you know, he's one of the best ever, right? So you kind of can't argue with his methods. But yeah, I mean, going back to Lorne, that's something that he says early on. He's like, a boring interview is a successful interview. And I think, again, trying to translate his metaphors is that, you know, as long as you're not saying the wrong thing or embarrassing yourself, it's a success. And I think nobody's better at that than Bill Belichick.
Now, within Saturday Night Live, you had the opportunity for those dress rehearsals right before, you know, the live show, kind of as a way to see things that work, don't work, that sort of thing. How do you percolate ideas for the new show?
I mean, it's a great question because there is a lovely similarity in that, you know, we are creating content Monday, Tuesday, filming it Wednesday morning, and it's up online that afternoon. So there is overlap, certainly, with SNL and with the NFL Pylon. You know, the nice thing about the NFL Pylon is that it is such a focused show. Like, we are covering this week in the NFL. So, you know, you do your best. You sort of hype up the stories that speak to you. But then you kind of give yourself a break, too, because, one, there's only so many hours in the day. You can't cover everything. But, two, as soon as the episode goes up, Thursday Night Football on Prime is happening the very next night, and you know there's going to be a whole new week of content, right? So we're three episodes in. We're honing and sculpting and shaping and figuring things out, because in comedy, as much as it's about the subject matter, it's also about the collaboration and the tone of the people you're making it with, right? So it's really fun. It really is one of the most fun jobs I've ever had, and I'm really proud of how quickly it's come together already.
Well, and lastly, Taron, will it be an Antonio Brown free zone?
You know, that, wow, that is, you must have been listening in on our writer's room. I think with Antonio Brown, there are more serious issues going on, you know, in my opinion. I don't think this is just a boisterous individual. I think it's an individual who could really help, you know, who could benefit from some counseling and real help. So it's how much do you want to fuel that fire? You know what I mean? And how much fuel does that fire even need to begin with? So I think if there's a clever, fresh take, then certainly there's nothing out of bounds. But at the same time, sometimes it's better to just look away.
Yeah, well put. Taron Killam, thank you so much for being on Taking a Walk. Congrats on the NFL Pile On Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Amazon Prime Video. I'm a big fan of your work, and I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, bud. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you making the time.
Thanks, Taron.